Lila Nishmas of Klenimus Kamish Ben Avi Melech Shabbos, Perk Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Mefanin, Afil Arba, Vachamish, Kupais, Shaltevin, Vishaltfua, Vipnea Orchin, Umibne, Bittel, Besa Medrash. One is allowed to empty out and clear even four or five bundles of grain, straw and grain, because of mitzvahs, because let's say they're Orchim that need to use the area to sleep there or to eat there, or because people need to learn there, so it's Bittel Beis HaMedrash. So the Rav says it's Dafka Advar Mitzvah. Now, this is not an issue of Mukta. These items are obviously not Mukta. Rather, the issue is Tircha Yisera, exerting oneself too much on Shabbos. One shouldn't do that, Midrabanan. But because of Advar Mitzvah, one's allowed to. But Stam, to do a lot of moving on Shabbos, one shouldn't do that. Avalois HaOtzer. The way the Rav explains, this means that you cannot clean out a storehouse, taking out even the bottom row of whatever items are being stored there until you get to the row, because the floors that they used to have were like dirt floors, and one may smooth and straighten the ground from the holes, and that would be an issue of being bona. Mishnah continues, and this next part of the Mishnah has to do not with Tirchiser, but with Muksa. Mefanin Shuma Tahira, one is allowed to move out Shuma Tahira, even if you're a Yisrael, the Chiddush is, since you can give it to a Kohen, and it's fitting for a Kohen, you're allowed to move it. Udmai. Now the Rav says that the Demai is fitting for an Ani. But he also includes, though, that not only is he fitting for an Ani, but since that's the case, a person could be mafkir his nechosim and therefore become an Ani, and it would be fitting for him. So too, even though he's not mafkir all his nechosim, it's fitting for him even now. So the way that Tosfos Yontif learns on this is that he didn't need both reasons, because the obvious question is once it's fitting for an Ani, even a you cannot be an Ani, but just like a Kohen, your Yisrael is allowed to move Truma because it's fitting for a Kohen, so too, every person should be allowed to move Demai as well, since it's fitting for an Ani. So why do you have to say a reason? Because I myself can become an Ani. Even if I myself am not an Ani, I can give it to a different Ani, just like I can give Truma to a Kohen. So Taisus says, Eina Chanami, it's true, but we wanted to say an additional reason as well, that would even include himself. Reb Kivegar actually brings a Rashba, and according to that Rashba, you're actually going to need the reason that you can be mafker, your nechashim, become an Ani, because Lamaisa, you are not going to be giving this to an Ani. You yourself are going to be keeping this, and you're going to wait till after Yontif, this Demai, and you're going to be mafrish from the Demai, so you can eat it. Because Mehechetes, you're going to give this to an Ani, you can give something else to an Ani. Maybe this is better food or whatever. So it's not like truma where I'd vada give the truma to a Kohen because I can't even eat it. This you can eat. You just have to be mafrish. You just have to fix it later. So therefore, we need the reason that since I can be mafkirit and make myself an ani, therefore I'm allowed to move it. That's what the Rashba says. My serishin chenitla trumasoi, and my serishin where the trumas meiser was taken off, but truma gedola was not. So the cases where Ben Levi took it before it was chayiv in truma gedola, he took it while it's still in their sheaves. And it was never made into a big heap to be chayiv in truma. So then the Levi took off trumas meiser. So since there's no truma here, it's mutter b'achila, and therefore you're allowed to move it. Meiser sheni v'hektash sheniftu. This is the case where the Bailim were poida it, so they gave the keren, but they didn't give the chomesh. So we learn from here that it is a good pidyon, that the meiser sheni in hektash was chal on the money, and the fact that the chomesh is not ma'akiv, it's almost looked at as like a loan, the Rav explains. V'aturmas hayavesh. This is called dry lupine. It's a type of legume. It's very hard, and it's only fitting for aniyim, but yet, since it's fitting for them, it's mutter to move. As the Mishnah tells us, m'nei shu maicha la'aniyim. Avalo asa tevel. And the chiddush here is even tevel, that's durabonon, like one planted in a pot that didn't have a hole in it. V'lo ma'isirishin shaloi nitla shumasai. And in this case, the Ben Levi took it when it was already chayiv in shum gedol. So he may have taken off shumas ma'isir. Since the shum gedol wasn't taken off, it's tevel, and tevel's mukta. V'lo yas ma'isir sheni v'hektar shaloi niftu. And not Meister Sheni and Hector, so it wasn't Poida. The Chiddush here is, even if it was Poida, but wasn't Poida on a coin that has a Tzura on the coin. It's rather just a flat coin without any kind of form on it. That's not a good pidyon. And by Hector, let's say the case was they're Poida on land, and you can't be Poida Hector onto land. It has to be Dover Hanitin Liad Liad, the Rav explains. Veloisa Luf, also a type of kidneys that can't be eaten raw, even to a behemoth. The Rambam says this is a type of something in the onion family. This is called arum, A-R-U-M, not sure what that is. Valeha chardol, and not mustard. Tversi Sol explains, it's talking about green mustard, that's only fit for doves, and we're talking about a place where it wasn't shchich to have doves. Rebbe Shin Megamliel mater b'lof, and Shimon mater with lof, and they shum Michael Orvin, because it's the Michael of the Orvin, of ravens. The Rav says, rich people that would raise ravens, they could feed it luf. And the Gemara brings that Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel held the kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, just like Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai that we've had in the past as well. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel.